Today, Shem Sech Tachul and Daf Gimel, we will begin on Daf Beis, Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, Haytame. The Gemara in the previous year had discussed how to understand our Mishnah, what's the case of the Mishnah where the Shechita is acceptable, but only b'di'evit. So Mishnah said we're speaking about somebody who keeps Taharis, he only eats food, even chulin ataras akaidish, and therefore he became tameh. And what he needs to do is try to avoid making the meat tameh. And the Gemara's question begins: Hai tameh ditbe mamai? We just said the Mishnah speaking about an individual who's tameh. The Gemara wants to understand how did he become tameh? Ilema b'mitva meis that he became tameh because he was exposed to a mace. Ask the Gemara. The Tarek Dosha says, "V'chala sheyigal pnei asad bechalal cherav or bemace or beetzam adam or bekaver yitmesh shavus yamim." And says the Gemara, "Amar Rachmana, that we learn from the pasuk that the Torah says regarding tumas mace, that the pasuk, as we said, speaking about tameh mace, that cherav harei kuchalo. That means that something made out of metal it attains the same status of tumah like to what it was exposed to. When we speak about hilchos tumah, we know that a mace himself is avi avos tumah. A person who comes in contact with a mace or is in the oil of a mace becomes an ava tumah. So if this person that we're speaking about is somebody who's tumah mace, and therefore he's an ava tumah, if he touches a metal keli, that keli becomes avatuma, just like the mace himself. Rashi Masechet Pesachim says, how do we learn this from this pasuk? Because he says the pasuk is comparing the cherev to the chalav, the knife, the sword to the chalav, and therefore the whatever status the tuma is will be the same as the knife, the metal object that touches the mace himself. The Reina Chananel says that we learn it from the word cherev. The pasuk could have said that anything that comes in contact with a mace. What did Tara say the word cherev? To teach us that there's a special rule that the cherev obtains the same status as the mace. And even though the pasuk, as we're reading it, only speaks about a cherev, which is a sword, the Chum teach us that it's not only a cherev that has this halacha, but anything that's like a cherev, which means it's metal. There are Rishonim, the Rash, who do want to suggest that this halacha only is on a sword, because the sword is what killed the mace. But most Rishonim, and that wouldn't be problematic in our Gemara, because we're talking that he was holding a knife, the shoychet. But most Rishonim do not agree with that approach, and they say that the Mishnah is speaking about, the Gemara come to teach us about any metal utensil. So says the Gemara, so if that's the case, the person who touched the mace or came in contact with the mace, it was in the oil hamace, is an avatumahu. He is considered on the status of an avatumah. And now when he touches the knife, this knife becomes an avatuma. And even though, as we just explained, and the Gemara explained extensively in our previous year, that the person, the knife touched the animal when it killed it, not the person, but now the knife is an avatuma. And therefore, we already have a situation, Vazel Sakav, Tavis Labasar, this knife that we just explained came in contact with the avatuma, will now make that animal tameh. So the Rishonim make a number of points. The Rashi says that the Gemara could ask the question without the din of cherev harei kuchalal, because let's think about it. Even if we won't have the special chiddush that we're trying to identify now, that there's a cherev harei kuchalal, that the sword obtains the same status of tumah as the person, but let's say the person's avatoma, and he's touching the knife, so now the knife will become a rishon l'tuma. And when that rishon l'tuma touches the animal, he makes the animal tummy. So the Gemara could have asked the question that way. But the Gemara, says Rashi, chose to ask the question the way it does, because it wants to show that the meat will become even a rishon l'tuma. The Ravid says a different reason the Gemara presented it that way. The halacha is, if we're saying that the person is an avatoma, and that the avatoma touch the knife, and it becomes an avatoma, the halacha is that one now brings something tummy into the azara, and a knife, which is a tummy, which is an avatoma, may not be brought into the azara. And according to the Ravid, the Gemara is asking two questions. One is, how are you allowed to bring this knife into the Azara? And then, even if we're not talking about Kachin, we're talking about Chulin, we still have the problem. If this person is makbid that the meat should not become Tameh, how is he avoiding this problem? The Rabbeinu Chananu has a third way of explaining the Gemara's question. He's saying that based on what the Gemara says, Cherev Harei Chalol, it's even stronger. He says, because not only would the question of the Gemara be applicable if the person is an avatoma, but what the Gemara means to say, says the Rabbeinu Chananu, is that even if this person is a rishon l'tuma, but if he touches the knife, and now we're learning that when you touch the knife will become a rishon l'tuma, we'll still have the same problem. Says the Gemara, we're going to have to learn that the Mishnah speaking about a case, that may be sheretz, that the person, the shaykhid came in contact with a sheretz, which is an avatoma. The shaykhid, by coming in contact with the sheretz, becomes a rishon l'tuma, and the halacha is that a keli, even a knife, is not makabel tuma only from an avatoma. But this individual, the way we just explained, is a rishon l'tuma. Because he's a rishon l'tuma, the tuma doesn't go further. That's one way of explaining the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, another way to avoid this problem, that the person is an avatoma, but he's not using a knife to do the shechita, but rather, he took a wood piece, the shachetba, and he used it for shechita. The Tanya, as we're going to learn, the Braisa teaches us, because shechitim, everything may be used for shechita, bein mitzur, a sharp stone, bein mitzchuchas, a piece of glass, bein mikrum shulkana, or a piece of wood. And therefore, since it's a piece of wood, the question of cherev harei kecholol is not applicable. Taisus asked two questions. Taisus asked, how could a krum shulkana be kosher for shechting kachim? The halacha is that you have to use a keli to do shechita, and wood, krum shulkana, is not a keli. Moreover, says Taisus, that a krum shulkana can't be klisharis, and the halacha requires that we have a klisharis to do shechita. So one Taras Taisus suggests, and that there's no need to use a klisharis for shechting kachin. And the Ramban explains why, because since, as we've learned so many times, shechita k'sher bazar, so included in that halacha of shechita k'sher bazar is that you don't have to have a kli sharis. Another teretz Taisa suggests that our sugya is following the opinion of Yosef Yehuda that you can make a kli sharis out of wood. The Ramban says that even if the halacha is that you have to shech with a kli sharis, the eved, if you didn't use a kli sharis, it's fine. And therefore, we're going to be taught, that's why krum shulkana. So ask the Chasam Sofer, so we're saying that we just learned that you don't necessarily need a knife to do a shechita. And that's why the Gemara is speaking about a krum shulkana. Why didn't the Gemara say that you shecht it with a piece of glass? Because we just said a piece of glass could be used for shechita, And a shechita, plain piece of glass, is not mekabel tuma. So, says the Chasam Sofer, that we're going to have to say that our Gemara is holding that you have to use a kli shoris for shechita, not like we just learned, but, and the kli cheris cannot be kli shoris, but something made out of wood could be kli shoris. And that's why our Gemara chose to speak about a krumish lakana versus a piece of glass. Abaye Amar, Abaye now comes to give a new interpretation of the Mishnah. Hachik Tani, and this is the way to understand the Mishnah. Hakla Shechtim, everybody could do Shechita, and what the Mishnah means to include a Kutim. The Kutim was a nation that came from the country of Kuta, and they were a Melech Asher. His strategy was that when he would bring, he would take people out of the country that they live and bring them to other places and mix up the world. So he sent Aseres HaShvatim, he sent the 10 Shvatim to Golis, and then he brought the Kutim in their place. And because Eretz Yisrael was quite desolate at that time, there were lions that came, and it became very dangerous, and that's why the Kutim became Gerim. And throughout Shas, there's a Machlokes, if the Kutim are Geri Emes, the conversion was sincere, or the Geri Arayis, they only became Gerim because of the lines. And as the Rashba explains, Abaye is going to hold that our Mishnah holds that the Kutim are Geri Emes. Therefore, the Shechita is kosher, but as we're going to learn extensively, only under certain conditions. And says the Gemara again, everybody's kosher to do a shechita, feel a kuti, even a kuti. However, the medva mamurim, when is the halacha, says the Gemara, that the kuti could do shechita, when there's a Jew supervising that shechita. Aval yoitz v'nichnas, if the Jew is not there the entire time, then the halacha is lo yishchot, the shechuti. We should not allow the kuti to shecht. Because even though we're holding now that the kutim are full-fledged Jews, and they typically fulfill the mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Torah, and shechit is certainly one of those mitzvahs, but they misinterpreted the veir of lefteiv leseita nechshol, which we explain that we're not allowed to cause somebody else to do an aveira. They explain the pasuk simply, that the halach is you're not allowed to cause somebody else to somebody to stumble. And therefore, then we need to be concerned that they maybe will serve a Jew, not kosher meat. So therefore, avayotz and nichshat. So if somebody is just temporary going in and out in supervising the kuti lo yishchot, it's inadequate. However, in shachat, if it happened, and the kuti shechted without supervision, what to do now is choyta kezayis basar, cut off a kezayis of that meat, v'noisen loy, and let's serve it to him to eat. Achloy, if we see that he's going to eat it, then mutar lachol b'shechitasoy, that's proof that it's kosher, because they only eat kosher meat. So of course the question that comes up is if we can rely on the kutim when we supervise them. So why does the Mishnah say lo yishchot? We should rely, just make sure there's supervision. One reason is because Chazal were concerned that people who see us allowing Kuti to shecht won't realize that the only reason we're allowing him to shecht is because of the supervision. And they'll think that you can always rely on a Kuti. Another reason is that let's say, as we learned now, we have to see if the Kuti is going to eat the meat. And they, let's say we forget, and then we shouldn't eat that meat. Lo yachloi. And therefore, we gave the kuti teeth from the meat, and he ate it. It's a proof that it's kosher. But if he didn't eat it, then asalachim shchitasai, we may not eat from mishchita. Chutz, mecher shayt v'katan, except, says the Mishnah, if the one that did the shchita is a cher shayt v'katan, the vera halach is the filu b'di'evid. Even b'di'evid, we should not rely on their shchita, because there's a new concern. The concern is that they won't do the shechita properly. And the Gemara reviews some of the fundamental halachas of shechita. We need to consider Shem Yishu. Maybe they'll pause a mil de shechita. And pausing a mil de shechita disqualifies the shechita. Shem Yidrasu, when one does the shechita, has to go halacha vayvah, a back and forth motion. And we're concerned that they're just going to press down the knife. And Shem Yachlidu, you have to go on top of the animal and cut, not go under the skin. The Rishonim debate, when we're having full supervision, is it also necessary to have a Jew check the knife? Tysus and the Rosh are of the opinion that under those circumstances we need not check the knife. Because the Gemara only spoke about check, didn't speak anywhere in our Gemara that you have to check the knife by the Kuti. However, the opinion of the Ramban, Ritva and Duran, is that under all circumstances that we need to check the knife, because we need to be concerned that maybe the knife is not a good knife and he's going to serve it to other Jews and he doesn't want to be bothered with fixing the knife. Moreover, many Rishonim say that our entire Gemara is only speaking about a case where the Kuti is shechting one of our animals. Or he's shechting his animal, then, or with the purpose of selling that meat to us. Or we don't know why he's shechting. So in all these cases, since the Kuti is not shechting for his own purpose, we have to, and as we said, they're not careful about lifnei iver l'sita michsho, and therefore even if the shechita doesn't come out right, we're concerned he won't have a problem serving to us. But when the Kuti is shechting for his own need, then the level of supervision is not that required, because he's careful, according to the Gemara's understanding, that the meat should 100% be kosher. So says the Ramban, so we see somebody shechting, and we don't know his status, because we could be lenient, because we're going to learn, Roy Mitzuyim et Shechita Mumchem. Most people shecht an animal know what they're doing. And the halacha is that halacha would apply by a kuti as well. The Gemara said that if we weren't supervising, what we do is that chayta kazayis basar, if we take a piece of meat and see if they eat it, if they're going to eat it. So the question is, even though that we just explained the Issa of Leif Ne'iver is not something that we're concerned about. But the question is, why don't we ask him if the meat is kosher? And they certainly know that the Torah HaKadosh says, L'sana b'recha et sheker, and you're not allowed to say lie. So why would we think, so if they say it's kosher, why can't we trust them? Says Rabbi Chanan, that they believe that the lav of L'sana b'recha et sheker is only when you're saying Eidus. Asking a person if this meat is kosher or not is not considered Eidus. And the Pasuk of Midvashecha Tirchak, they believe, is only applicable by monetary, about lying about money. But here, we're not talking about money, and therefore, we don't trust them. So the Gemara said, Abayi said, that the way to test is giving him a kazayas of meat. And Rav Akiva Eiger and the Chasam Sofer both point out that the Gemara says that we give him meat to eat. How much do we have to give him? We have to give him a whole kazayas. Because even though, of course, we believe that you're not allowed to eat even the smallest amount of non-kosher meat, their opinion is that it's only a kazayas. The Torah says about a chila. And a chila is always a kazayas. And if you're going to give them, if they're going to see that they eat, but they eat less than a kazayas, it wouldn't be of any help. The question that I saw that the Sefer Chashukei Chemer discusses is what's going to be the halacha if we see that there's a person who's not necessarily observant, but we know he's honest. And he says, I shechted this bird, I shechted this meat, and the halacha is that, and I'm telling you that it's kosher, can we trust him? So he says it's actually a machloikis of Ramosha Igros Moshe Yerdei Chelik Aleph Siman Nun Dalet, who is lenient, and Rabbi Yoshev, who is machmer. And Rabbi Yoshev's opinion is that we can't trust that anybody who doesn't have namonis, somebody who are concerned because of his religious observance, then the halacha is that we can't trust him under any circumstance. We cannot trust him under any circumstances, even if we know him to be, even if we know him to be an honest person. Continues the Gemara. The Kula Cheshachtu. So now the Gemara continues to explain how will Abaya explain our Mishnah. And he says the way to understand the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, V'chulam shachtu v'chem roishon oisai. If somebody shechted and somebody else observed, the halacha is shechitas and kshera. And the question is, what does that mean? Ahai, which case is the Mishnah referring to? To whom is the Mishnah referring to? Says the Gemara, Ilai macher shayt v'katan. It would say, Tomar cher shayt v'katan, aloi kai. The Mishnah already spoke about them. And the Mishnah said, so if that's who the Mishnah is speaking about, so Mishnah's wording should be, Vim shachtu, nachem roim, nasa shkitas kshera. Those are the people that we're in the middle of speaking about. Ella, how I must be say, akuti. That's speaking about the kuti. Ha'amrit Yisrael, I'm el gabav, shachar al fil chatchilo. And our Mishnah is saying that observing them was only acceptable b'di'evit. And because of that, says the Gemara Kasha, that's a question on how to understand the Mishnah according to Abaya's interpretation. Amar Rava, Rava says again, in this way he agrees with Abaya, that when the Mishnah says Hakol Shachtim, it refers to Kutim, and Yoytzev Nechnas, if the Jew is coming in and out, L'chatchila we should not rely on the Kuti, that is an insufficient supervision. Ask the Gemara, Vatnan, but haven't we learned in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, Daf Sayah, Mechtes, Omer Aleph, Hamniach, Oivik, Achavim, Bechanusai, if you leave a Nakum in your wine store, Vishral Yoytzev Nechnas, and a Jew comes in and out, Mutter, because that creates a Mirsis, that creates that the Nakri should be concerned and he won't touch the wine, because we know if the Nakri touched the wine, it becomes non-kosher. Says the Gemara, Hasamik Tani Miniyach. Says the Gemara, let's learn the wording of the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say Miniyach, which means that you're allowed to do so l'chatchila. But the Mishnah says is Hamaniyach Tani, that it's only b'di'evit. So that Mishnah is not pose a question. Ella says the Gemara Mehocha. The question is, the Mishnah in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph says, Ein Hashem Tzarech Liyesh Yosh Mishamer. The person, the Jewish person who was designated to watch the wine. The Mishnah is speaking where a Jew is producing wine in a non-Jew's winery in order to sell the wine as kosher. That the Mishnah says that we have to be careful to make sure that Nachri doesn't touch the wine. And the halacha isn't that you have to be there all the time. Even if you're just coming out, in and out, is mutter. So why is that, says the Gemara, that why shouldn't be the same by Kuti, that Yoytzev and Nichnas is enough? Elo Amar Rava, because of this question, Rava has a new interpretation of our Mishnah. Hachtani, Hakol Shachtim, Afil Kuti, even a Kuti Kachacht. And indeed, says the Gemara, B'medvar Amurim, under which circumstances may we allow to Kuti to Shacht, Bisrael Yoytzev and Nichnas. With Yisrael coming in and out, that serves as a proper deterrent. Avaba Matzah Sheshachat, what will be if you came and you find that the Kuti already shechted without supervision? Chayta Kazayis Basa, then the Allah will be take a Kazayis of meat, v'noisan lo'i, and give it to the Kuti to eat. Achla, if we see that the Kuti eats from that meat, it's a proof that it's kosher because the Kutim only eat kosher meat. And therefore, Mutalecha Mishkitasai, Loy Achla, but if the Kuti doesn't eat the meat, Asalecha Mishkitasai, we may not eat from that meat. And then the Mishnah says that Chos Micher Shavakaitim, that Phil David Nami Loy, we can't rely on the Shkit of Cher Shait of a Kotnan, because we have to be concerned, as we explain, Shema Yishuv, Shema Yidrisu, Veshema Yechlitu. So, Al Gemara just taught us the famous heter of Yotze v'Nichnas. Now, Chasam Sofer says that whenever the Gemara speaks about Yotze v'Nichnas, doesn't mean that he even has to be there. The issue is that you have the right to come there. And the concern that maybe the Jew is going to show up and he has a right to show up, that serves as a deterrent that he won't do anything wrong. Maybe by accident something happened. So the Ran says we don't have to be concerned about it. We don't have to be concerned about something that we have no reason to be. We don't have to be concerned about something that we don't have a reason to be concerned. The Rishonim debate: how to understand Rava's explanation? Does Rava mean to say that you have to give him to eat, and if you don't eat, then the halacha is that the meat can't be eaten? Or if the eved, as long as there's a yotz of a nichnas, the halacha is that the meat may be eaten? Machlokes Rishonim, says the Gemara. But now continues the Gemara trying to understand the Mishnah's wording according to Rava's interpretation. The Mishnah says, "V'kolon sheshocht v'achem roisa noisoi shchitosik shera." So I ask the Gemara, "Hi, what does the Mishnah refer to? Ilay mecher shot v'katan aloi kai." We just spoke about them, and if the Mishnah now speaking about the cher shot v'katan, the wording of the Mishnah should have been v'shachlu mebaylei. What does it say? V'kulad ela kuti. Says the Gemara, it's talking about the kuti that b'di'evid, if they shechita took place with their being observed, it's going to be good enough. But ask the Gemara, ha'amr dafil yotzev nachnas, if they're being observed, they could shech l'chatchila. So how do we understand the Mishnah? And indeed, because of this, again, says the Gemara, kasha, the Rava's interpretation is difficult. Rav Ashi has a different interpretation of the Mishnah. He says, says the Gemara, a Jew who's not observant. Ask the Gemara, what situation are we referring to? Mumer lamai. There's two types of mumer. There's a mumer, this is an individual, he wants to eat meat, and if kosher meat is available, he'll eat kosher meat. But if there's no kosher meat available, he'll eat not kosher meat. And the same thing, if he's going to shecht meat and there's no good knife available, he'll use a bad knife. But if there's a good knife available, then he'll use the good knife. This is in contrast to mum alahachas. A mum alahachas is somebody who deliberately violates the law. Such a person has no respect, and we can't accept the shechita. And now, says the Gemara, the way to understand, now that Rav Ashi has established that the Mishnah is speaking about a mumala teyovin, the Gemara continues in telling us how to understand the Mishnah. Dama Rava, Rava teaches us, Yisrael mumer oichel neveil zel teyovin, if Yisrael, that's this type of mumer, by the kasakin, the Yisrael should check the knife to check that it's good. The halacha is that a knife that has any nicks in it, which the halacha calls a begima, is a cannot be used for a knife. And we have to be concerned that this mumla teyovin, who really doesn't care that much, will not care to make sure that the knife is fine. So therefore, the Jew standing there is making sure that the knife is a good knife. And if you checked it and gave it to him to shecht, we could eat from the shechita. Avloy bodik, if the knife was not pre-examined, then the halacha lo yishchit, we shouldn't let him shecht. And continues the Mishnah to explain, from shochet, if the mumer did shecht with a knife that was not pre-checked, bodik sakina akrov, so the Jew should check the knife after the shechita. Nimtza sakina yofa, if the knife is fine, so then mutalach mishchita soy, you could eat from the shechita, because if it's fine knife, it obviously was fine during the act of shechita. Vim lav, but if we don't know that it's fine, that we can't determine that, then also lachem shechita say. Then you can't eat from that shechita. And then the Mishnah continues to teach us that this is the halacha by the mumel teyavin, But chutz mecher shart v'katan, when we speak about cher shart v'katan, tafilu nam rev namiloi, even by the ever we should not rely on the shkita, for we need to be concerned, shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema yishu, shema yidrusu, shema nachlita. The question is, we're speaking about a Yisrael mumer. How does somebody become into that category? So the Kesef Mishnah, if somebody violates this mitzvah, we're talking about shechita, on a regular basis, then the halacha is that it becomes a mumer. But just doing it one time, Taisa says, doesn't make you into a mumer. That Gos Ashri says that you only become a mumer l'teyavin after three times. The Chasam Sofer says after two times. The mumer, that what about a mumer is who's not l'teyavin or not l'hachis? That means it just doesn't make a difference to him. He's not the person that's l'hachis against the halacha, but he's also not the person that really cares. And kosher meat and not kosher meat are all the same. And as we just explained in the Gemara, there's a serious halachic nafgamina between a mumer l'hachis and mumer l'teyavin. How does the halacha view such a person? The Kesef Mishnah and the Ra say that if we gave him a knife and we gave him a pre-check knife and we were there for the entire shechita, that would be sufficient. The Beis Yosef, however, says that the Rosh says that since kosher meat is not important to him, and he'll eat kosher or not kosher the same, he's in the same category of a mumer l'hachis. So the Gemara said that we should pre-check the knife, but if we didn't pre-check the knife, then we check the knife after the shechita, and we see that the knife is good. It's a proof that it was good during the shechita as well. So I sort of Rishonim ask, why, if that's the case, don't we just rely on checking the knife after the shechita l'chatchila? So I saw two answers. Taisus and the Rosh say, because you might forget to check the knife. And the Ramban says that people will see, and the Bach says this, you'll see, people will see that you didn't check the knife, and they're going to think that you don't have to check the knife. And therefore, it seems, and this is what the Shach says, that you have to, when you're checking the knife, you have to make sure to check the knife, or at least make an announcement in front of all the people who are there. Then you all should know that I checked the knife. Otherwise, people could come to make a mistake. The question is, that Gemara said that we check the knife afterwards, and if it's fine, then we could look at it. So the Rashba discusses, what does that mean, checking the knife after the shechita? How much time do you have to check? So he says that if there's a lot of time that after the shechita, and the kuti and the mumer says, but this is the knife that I check with, and and this is the way it was, the halacha is that we don't trust him. The Rashba himself is not quite certain, because the Rashba says there's no reason to think that anything happened here, because this person really doesn't care. So if he cared, so we have to be concerned that maybe he fixed the knife or whatever. We have no reason to make any of these concerned, and the halacha is you don't have to check night. The very, very big part of discussing Hilchos Shechita is the halacha of checking the knife. And what is the halacha about checking knives before the Shechita and after the Shechita? So, of course, the right thing is to check the knife before the Shechita to make sure that you're shechting with a kosher knife. The question is, must we check the knife after the Shechita? And the Gemara is going to discuss this in a number of different settings in our Masechta. Should we be concerned that something happened to the knife during the Shechita? The opinion of the Ravid, the Balamor, and the Ra, that technically, if you check the knife before the Shechita and it was fined, then the Halach is you don't have to check the knife after the Shechita, to the degree that even if you could check it, the knife is available, there's no reason to check. And the Ritva paskins this way as well. The Rajba, the Ran, Rabbeinu Yeruchim are all in the opinion that if the knife is here, we must check it after the Shechita. Because the Halacha teaches us that we komash the efshel of rurei mevarinin. Whatever we can do to make sure the knife is kosher, that is what we have to, that is what our obligation is. So if the knife is here, we ought to check it after the Shechita. Continues now the Gemara to explain, according to this interpretation of Rav Ashi, how do we understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah continued, Bekulon Sheshachtu. So says the Gemara, Ahai, who was the Mishnah referring to in this situation? Says the Gemara, Elay Macheri Shoytu V'Katan, Aloykoi, we're speaking about them. And if that's who the Mishnah is referring to, the proper wording should have been, Meshachtu Mibayle. Says the Gemara, it's talking about Yisrael movement. Says the Gemara, if we're talking about a case where we gave him a knife, we just said that Rav Ashi holds that he could be a shaykhid without any question. Ella, how must we be speaking about the loy bodak, that we didn't check the knife? So says the Gemara, if the knife is available, live the kill hashta, do the checking now. And what do we need people to supervise? Feed the less lasakin. If the knife is not available, what will people being there be helpful? Dilma, just because people saw him shechting, and even if they saw that he did the maisa shechita properly, but we still need to be concerned, Dilma b'sakim b'gum shechit. Maybe the knife that he used was not good. Our Gemara is going to be, speaks here, and we're going to speak about it again, about a mumer. And I saw that the Chishuki Chemed discusses an interesting question. He speaks about army base in Eretz Yisrael. And there are all types of soldiers in that army base. Some of the soldiers are very observant, and they only want to eat meat that's mahadrin, that's 100% very high standard of kashrus. And some of the people are irreligious, and those people don't care if it's kosher. And now the question is, we only have one of two options. Either we could get kosher meat for everybody, or, but it won't be the highest level, or we'll only be able to serve the people who want the mahadra meat that level. So the Chashuki Chemet says that Rabbi Lef from Flabush asked Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal about a case where there's a city that has many Jews, and most of them are unfortunately unobservant, that, and is a shechita. And the question is that should they only sell glat meat, should they sell non-glat meat, that the people who aren't that observant will be satisfied, or should they sell kosher meat, should they sell only the glat meat? In other words, the question is, these people aren't prepared for whatever reason to buy the glat meat. So the Vada Kashrus of that city wants to institute a standard of glat. But that will make the people who want to eat glat very satisfied, but it will chase away the people who don't care about glat, and they'll never eat not kosher. What is better to do? And he says that the question was asked to Rav Shach, and Rav Shach's opinion was that if the city wants to raise the level of kashrus and they want to have glat, then we should make glat. And he says, what did Rav Shach say? He says that because we should be concerned about raising standard. On the other hand, Rav Chaim Kinyevsky was not so certain. He says, what about the other people? Should we not be concerned? But the reality, the Chashuki Chemet says, that the two cases, the two questions, are not really the same. Because in the Israeli army, they're serving kosher meat. And if they cannot serve kosher meat, that's the wrong thing to do. And they have an obligation to make sure all the soldiers are eating kosher meat. Here, however, we're talking about raising a standard, and everybody has a right to buy what they want to buy, and they can buy the glatt meat. It's not like they're being served that meat, that the halacha is they should do it. And in general, he has a long discussion about the obligation that Klal Yisrael have even to people who are Rachman Atzlan Mumrim. We're speaking about a Mumr, but that doesn't mean they're not Jewish. And he quotes a story about Rav Chaim Briska. There was a person in the town of Brisk who was open Michal Shabbos. Not only was Michal Shabbos, he did it deliberately, publicly in front of Rav Chaim himself. And there was a situation that this man, who was this irreligious Jew, the Russian soldiers saw that he shot at a pic. There was a picture of the Tsar, and he shot at that with a revolver. And at that point, he was sentenced to death. And they came to tell Reb Chaim that if for 5,000 ruble, which was a lot of money, they could be able to get him out of that sentence. And Reb Chaim called together the members of the city, and he said that they're obligated to put him, to do whatever they can to save it. And the people in the city said that this person is such an open mumer, and the halacha is that a mumer is a person that doesn't have the halacha of a Jew, and he's so disrespectful. And the people of the city refused to spend the money to save this person. It was Erev Yom Kippur. This story happened right before Rosh Hashanah. On Erev Yom Kippur, people came to Shul to daven Mincha. And we know that after Mincha, everybody goes home to eat the Suda HaMasecha, Suda HaMasekis. And Reb Chaim Briska said that he won't let anybody go home to eat the Suda HaMasekis. He won't begin Kol Nidre at night until they will raise the money to save this person. And Reb Chaim taught them an important lesson, and that is that being concerned about another Jew is every Jew. So we've also learned in our shir that sometimes, and the Gemara gave us different examples, if Yisrael Oymer Agabov, if a Jew is supervising, it's acceptable. And that's actually the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea, Simon Beis, Siv Zayin, that, for example, Akuti or others, if they're being supervised, then the shechit is good. The question is, what will be the halacha if there's no Jew there, but there are cameras that could be observed? The halacha is, so the Chashuki Chemed says that cameras will accomplish the same thing as being observed. And therefore, he says that it will be equal. That to him is not even a question. What he does see as a question is if there's cameras and the Kuti is shechting and he doesn't know that the cameras aren't working. He thinks that the cameras are working. So if the halacha is that cameras are equivalent to Yisrael Oymer al-Gabov, how equivalent are they? Are they equivalent that only if they're working, or even if there's that mirsis is enough? And he takes a lenient approach. That isn't, however, what should be understood would be satisfactory for Chol of Yisrael, with halacha is that you have to be Chol of Yisrael, you have to have a Jew there. Because there are some paiskim that actually do hold that a camera would be enough for Chol of Yisrael. There are ever other paiskim who are of the opinion that Chazal made a rule. The rule that Chazal made is that to be Chol of Yisrael, you have to have a Jew supervising. And the halacha is that you have to have a Jew supervising. Anything else is not a fulfillment of that halacha. Ravina gives a different explanation of our Mishnah Ketani. Hakol Shorichtim, Hakol Mumchim. Everybody who knows Hilcha Shechita allowed to Shecht. Mumchim, and that means Api Shem Zokim. Even if it's an individual who we never saw Shecht in front of us, that we know is capable of doing the Shechita, but Medvar Mamurim, when is that Halacha that we can allow him to Shecht? Shiyudei by Shiyudei Eloi Mehilcha Shechita. When we know that this individual knows Hilcha Shechita. And we can't be confident that he knows Hilcha Shechita. The halacha is lo yishchat. Vim shachat, and if he did shecht, so we examine him after the shechita. If he now is able to answer our questions, then the halacha is mutalachim shechita, so we may eat from shechita. But if not, also lachim shechita, so we may not eat from shechita. Chutz, mecher shayt v'katan, tafil David namiloi. Because then we have to be concerned. Shema Yishu, Shema Yidrusu, Shema Yechlidu. Continues the Gemara, according to Ravina's explanation, the Kulin Sheshachtu, the Mishnah continued, the Kulin Sheshachtu, Vachem Roina Es Shchitasam, Kshera. So ask the Gemara, what is meant with that statement? Ilai Mecher Shait V'Katan, Alokai. That's, we just spoke about them. Vim Shachtu Miboilei, Ella says the Gemara, Ashay Mumchim. So if the people who shechted are not Mumchim, says the Gemara, we just said what we ought to do, Baitkanai, we should do test them. Says the Gemara, the case of the Mishnah is, the less come on the live decay, we don't have him here to, he's not available to be able to shecht. Ikadamri, to be tested. Ikadamri, a different version of this answer of the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Ravina Mahakatani. Hakol Shechtim, Hakol Mechzokim Shechtim. Everybody who we know knows how to Shecht properly is a person that we could rely. Mechzokim, Abishenem Mumchim. And that halacha is, if we know this, that they know how to Shecht, even though they're not Mumchim. But Medvar Amurim, when can we rely on that? Sheshachet Lefanan Eishlaim V'Shalosh Pamim, that he Shechted a number of times, V'loinus Aleph, and he didn't faint. Avaloi Shachla Fanein, Ishtayim Mishalas Pamim. If we don't see that he has a track record, Lo Yishchet, we can't allow him to Shecht, L'chatchila, for we need to be concerned, Shem Yis Aleph. However, M'shach Vam Barali Shloinus Safti, he knew that I was fit throughout the entire, he said I was fit for the entire act of Shechita, then Loch Shechita Sekshera. Chutz, Mecheres V'Shoit V'Katan, Tafil the Yevad Namiloi. Even by the Yevad, we can't let them Shecht, because we need to be concerned, Shema Yishu, Shema Yidrusu, Shema Yachlidu. Ask the Gemara, let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Kulan Sheshachtu, all the cases, the Mishnah continue V'Kulan Sheshachtu, hey, who was the Mishnah referring to? Ilai Mecher Shait V'Katan, Allah Kai, so it didn't have to say, what is the word Kulan? We're just speaking about them. Vim Shachtu Mabayalei, the wording of the Mishnah should have been Vim Shachtu. Elop, Asherim Mechzokim. Says the Gemara, according to the Mishnah, Vamed Barali Sagi. So what do you have to, as long as he said I did it right? Says the Gemara, the lesser commander Lashalei. The Mishnah is speaking about a case that he wasn't in front of us to be able to ask him the question. The Mishnah says, when are they considered expert? They shechted through a couple of times and they were, and the Shechita was fine. So of course the Rishonim ask, is it two or is it three? So one pshat that I saw is that's the wording of the Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara means two, three times. Another explanation that I saw is that there's a famous machlokes throughout Shas. How is a chazaka established? Two times or three times? And that's the machlokes here. Was the mandam that says two times says you establish chazak with two times. And the mandam that says three is following the opinion that you have a chazak with three times. So we've had a number of different interpretations of the Mishnah. And now what the Gemara is going to try to do is explain why every mandam did not say what the other mandam said. It says the Gemara, Ravina v'Rava Be'ula, Kabai v'Rava Rava Ashlo Yamri. Shum, as we said many times in different explanations, the word kulan doesn't mean. Kulan. Grabbed by Ulam Leamri, that we're talking about somebody who's Tamei, Because as we asked in our previous year, we already learned this halacha in Masechta Zvachim. So lachlish the amrit, and according to the interpretation that we learned in our shir that says hocha ikka, this is the main sugya to teach us the halacha, we can make an argument, adrabba, hosam ikkar, we should have learned that Masechta Zvachim is the main place. And lish last amrit hosam ikkar, and according to the pshat that says that it really belongs Masechta Zvachim, v'ocha aida tani tami b'chulin, tani nami b'tami b'kadoshim, says the Gemara, tami b'gufin l'yitzruchalei, we don't have to teach the halacha about the Tomei who shechs chulin, because the halacha is the chulin shenasa taras kodesh lavka kodesh tami, and then we don't have to worry about Tomei. Kula, don't like Ravina's pshat, as we learned in today's shir. Lach lishna damit, one pshat was that Mishnah speaking about mumchem or mechzakim. Says the Gemara, lach lishna damit mumchem in. Only mumchem could shech, she'en a mumchem loy. Ask the Gemara, why? If a person says that he knows hilcha shechita, we can assume that he's a mumcha. We don't need to do any further. And lach lishna that says our Mishnah needs mechzakim in. Only if he's mechzak he could shecht. A mechzakim loy, he can't shecht because we're concerned that maybe he can't do the act of shechita. So there's no reason to be concerned about. Rav alamak abaya, that Rav didn't like Abaya's pshat, that Yisrael yotzev and nechnes is kosher b'de eved. Because he quoted the Mishnah Masechtos Avodah Zarah that says it's kosh l'chatchila. V'abaya le'oma could karava that the halach is that you can rely on yoitz v'nichnas because you can't compare wine to shchita. Hasam, all we're doing is with being confident that he didn't touch the wine. Hacha, he did the shchita and therefore just yoitz v'nichnas is not enough. Ravash l'amak tavayu that said we're speaking about a kuti, because his opinion is kusov a kuti geiru rayasein. Kutim are non-Jews. And a non-Jew, the halacha is, cannot do a shechita. There are many different explanations why they're disqualified. One reason is because the Torah says v'zavachta, and the Torah is only said to Jews. Another explanation is because we have to be concerned that he's maybe shechting l'shem avodah zarah. That the Mishnah is speaking about a muma oichel nevelas l'teyavin, and we can rely on checking his knife. Says the Gemara, lo yisrei le l'rova. He doesn't like that we can rely just on checking the knife and allow a muma to shecht. El rova by tamlam kashmaitse. Why didn't Rava explain like Rav Ashi that we give the knife to check of the knife to the muma and we check it first and then we can rely on a shechita? So tomorrow, Ledvar Dabai Kamar, Loyal Sphirulai. Rava says, I actually would be able to accept that as a good way of explaining the Mishnah. But Rava wanted to have an explanation that Abaya will be satisfied with. And he says that Abaya would not hold that just giving him a pre-check knife is sufficient.